Hello and welcome back to another episode of Pretty Gritty Talks. You're here with Tasha
and Kayla,
and today we're going to be talking about detoxifying your life. So one of the first things we're going to talk about is signs that you need to change,
then things that you can change around you and how to detox,
and lastly how to maintain your detox. So depression, feeling unbalanced, irritable.
I can say the last time that like a depression snuck up on me, I don't remember how long ago it was. It was like a couple of weeks ago. And I was, what was I doing? Yamaya was asleep. It's like every time she goes to sleep, that's when it sneak up on me. Because I'm like, I don't have nothing to do. And then your mind gets racing and thinking about stuff.
Yamaya is her baby, by the way.
Yeah. So I don't know what I was doing. I think I was eating. Because I remember having some juice. I had some juice by me. And I was like, dang. I was like, why do I suddenly feel sad? Or I felt like I was about to cry. I was like, why am I crying? Like, what is the problem? And I think I text you. I might have texted you or Mari. This is usually what I do if I feel some type of way. I'd be like, I was just sitting there like, what is wrong? And I got to thinking like, well, usually when she go to sleep, that's when my mind gets racing. Mm-hmm. And it was, at the time, I was supposed to be taking that business finance class, but then I ended up having to wait till the fall. So, you know, I thought at this time, I think she probably was still 3 months at the time. I thought I was going to be busy. You know, and I thought by now I would have had a job I would have been, you know, moving or whatever. So
it's kind of like you're at a standstill.
Yeah, like literally, that's what happened. Like everything around me was in a standstill. It was complete silence. She sleep. I ain't had nothing to do. So I just started thinking about stuff. And I will say, it's probably hard for me now because, you know, in high school, I was always doing something.
Right.
All day, back to back to back. And if I wasn't doing something at school, we was out doing something. You know, I was always surrounded by people. Or if even, I was by myself, I had something to do.
Yeah.
You know. And, like, I was in all TC in the morning. And then all of our AP classes during the day. Drill team in the afternoon. Went home. And I was dancing, probably. And then went to sleep.
Homework. All
or stayed awake. Yeah. Homework. Projects. All that. And now I think ever since we graduated, it's a little harder to hide from depression, because you know, you have all your issues and emotional imbalances while you growing up as a, you know, teenager, yeah, or whatever, and it's hard to deal with it then, but you still moving, you still got stuff to do, and you're like, well, I'm a kid, I shouldn't be upset about anything,
right?
But when you're an adult, it's like the issues that you have are in your face
all the time.
You don't really have an escape anymore. You know, back in the day, you used to be able to just
run to your parents.
Yeah. Like, whatever, you know. I ain't got nothing to do. I ain't got no bills to pay. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no responsibilities. Now it's like, you need to do something about this right now. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
That's the most recent time that I felt a little off, or what makes me feel off every once in a while right now.
Well, after hearing you say that, I'm like, okay, I was thinking the only time I really get depressed was when I, like, lose someone. But now that I think about it, I actually did get depressed. I want to say it was the beginning of this year. So that's before I decided that I was going to get my esthetician license. Mm. I couldn't get in school.
Yep.
I had got money from two schools, so I had to pay the other one back. But then when I tried to go to the other one, they're like, you can only take two classes or you're going to have to take out all these loans. And then the classes you took at your previous school, some of the courses don't even count. So really, you're thinking you have a year left, but you got, yes, longer than a year. And I'm like, okay, every time I try to get back in school, it's always something.
Every time you try to get somewhere or something, always pulling you like 5 steps back.
Yes, so I'm like, okay, here I am. I have to feed the school all this money. Now I'm having to take out all these loans for a degree that I really just, I'm getting just to say I have, when I know I don't want to use it for nothing. But I was just depressed because I started to feel like, okay, if I don't get a degree, then I don't have Like, I'm not as valued as somebody with money. Yeah,
like, what am I doing then? I'm not doing anything important if I don't have a degree.
So I was like, I was crying. You remember that? I was crying. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, God, I'm gonna do what I guess what I need to be doing, which is go to esthetician school, even though that's hard, because I feel like it's not valuable. Well, at the time, I feel like it wasn't as valuable. Mm-hmm. So that really bothered me. School can be depressing.
School is a trigger, I feel like. At this point, it's a trigger. It's like every time, even now, because my class is starting next week, every time I think about school, I get like a little bit of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I just, and even now, having a baby, having to go to school, and thinking about getting a job too. Like, I know people do it, but I'm just looking at like how. Because I have no idea how. Well, I know how I got through my last semester being pregnant, because I was praying about it every day. That's how I got through it.
Prayer works. Because
I know a couple of times I was just crying, because I'm like, I'm so tired. I feel horrible. I don't feel like reading this book. I don't want to take this exam. I don't want to read nothing else about no financial statements. I'm over it. But I got lucky a couple of times. I got some blessings, you know.
Yeah.
You know, people in them classroom group meetings mm-hmm. be saving you. They mm-hmm. do.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. I think school is a huge trigger.
It can be, especially like if you're online. I know, like with me, like being online, and sometimes your professor don't want to help you.
Oh my goodness.
Don't want to explain stuff, and you like. And then you working, so you tired from long hours at work. Then you got to come home, do homework, plus do, you know, regular things that you got to do everyday things.
Home.
And then like with you, like you have a newborn, so you have to do stuff when she sleep.
Yeah, if she sleep, she be asleep for like 15 minutes. We ain't slept in 2 weeks. I'm tired now. I'm trying to figure out how I'm finna start these classes next week. I still need to buy my textbooks.
See, I'm older, but I'll be looking up to her, and I'm like, shoot, she got a whole family now. Ain't no excuses for me.
See, I can do it. I don't know. Look, I don't know how stuff be happening. I try not to control it now.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because I like to control everything. It's really hard. So I just pray about it.
Because everything happened in its right timing, so.
Yeah. But see, I guess, well, depression can sneak up on you. And then sometimes, well, some people go through a thing called, like, a functional depression where they don't notice that it's something going on mm-hmm. with them, or that they feel a little empty or like they have no purpose or whatever, but they don't even have the time to think about it.
Right.
So they just moving and moving and moving on E, basically. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they shut down, probably randomly.
Over time, yeah.
And overreact is something that has absolutely nothing with mm-hmm. nothing to do with what's actually going on at the time. That's usually how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
With functional depression. And then sometimes, like you talked to me about a couple of months ago, I think, about working and stuff, how you just felt like you needed to, it was time for you to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. You know, like I feel like you know, sometimes you just feel like you're not at home.
Right.
You're not like really doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to just work to, what do they say? Work to pay bills.
Yeah.
Like you want to actually have a life. And I feel like sometimes we just get comfortable and we just settle and we don't strive for more, because it's like, well, this has been working out, so.
Yeah, like, this is okay at the moment.
And that's when you look up 20-plus years and you're like, dang, where did time go?
Yeah,
I had all these goals, all these aspirations, and.
Yeah. Well, Mom just said something to me about that when I was talking to her about finding, like, a part-time job. She was saying, well, I hope that you're able to find a job or start off at a job
mm-hmm.
or at least get to a point where you're working and doing something that you actually enjoy.
Right.
You know, instead of just working to pay the bills for the rest of your life.
Because a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people, they're like, oh, well, I mean, I just kind of settled.
Just do what you got to do. And But that's what sucks about this economy is everybody's stuck doing what they got to do.
Because another thing that's depressing, bills, you know, trying to work to.
Bills is a trigger, definitely. You and see that account get overdrawn.
And it's like I just got it's like I just got paid. Like
like what you mean? I just had like $30 yesterday.
And y'all know when the bank overdrafts, then you got an overdraft charge.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have the money in the first place.
And
now
you trying to charge me.
When you do get paid, all this gone, all this ate up.
Yeah, it's ate up because you already in the negatives, you know. That's disrespectful.
Then, you know, as a child, when you look back and look like, I thought I was going to be in this place by this age.
That's what you do.
Then you get to worrying, and then you get to overthinking. And
yeah, you start digging yourself into that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then, you know, you start creating things up in your mind, like.
Then you over there crying by the juice, you know what I'm saying? And you ain't know why you crying.
You don't even know.
That's how you get there.
So, things that you can change around you. Mm. How to detox.
You can detox your life by getting rid of friends, getting rid of boyfriends or girlfriends, you know.
Changing your scenery.
Oh, yeah, changing your scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You can... You know, some people have to step away and separate themselves from their family members.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are like, blood is thicker than water, and that's your family. No, if you bring so much toxicity to my life, mm-hmm. you need to be excluded, you know?
Like, yeah, we family by blood, but I might just need to see you with the family reunions. We don't have to. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are closer to people that they've built friendships and their friends have became more like family than the actual family. Like y'all know y'all got them family members that it's just like, I'm going to see you at the family reunion and on holidays.
And that's it. You ain't finna be invited to the after party after the family reunion either.
Yeah, it's you like. Coming. People are people, whether they're your family,
some family members,
or whoever.
You don't need to tell your business. You know them ones.
You.
Not to tell them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring them to your house. Don't introduce them to your boo. Don't introduce them to your friends. They'll lie on you.
Because people like misery loves company.
They'll steal from you. Ooh, that ain't a lie. Oh, yeah. Family trifling. Family trifling. They just as trifling as your boo.
She thinks she all that now because she got her BMW. And it's like, what? what?
You don't want to ride on the passenger side? Like, what you mean?
Yeah, and then that kind of brings me to friends, too, sometimes, of how people can be jealous, you know?
Where like, you going because of what you got? Or maybe they going through hard times and you trying to make it, or maybe... You going through hard times and they trying to rub it in your face, you know? Mm-hmm. People do certain things, certain hateful things, or maybe you trying to get to a certain place.
And they trying to hold you back.
Yeah, because they ain't in the same mindset as you. That's how it be.
Mm-hmm. And that can cause you to be depressed because now you trying to do what you need to do in life, but you also trying to please them too.
Yep.
So that's kind of like, it's weighing you down and now you getting overwhelmed and depressed when... The simple thing is you can either have a conversation. That's another thing. If you don't want to cut them out, at least have a conversation. Be like, hey.
Exactly. That right there is how you determine whether you need to cut them out or not, is how that conversation goes. And if they ain't trying to, you know, if y'all ain't trying to come to a compromise, if y'all ain't seeing things the same way, if they're not talking in a objective or constructive way, because some people just be talking because they want to hear themselves or they want everything to be about them, but ain't nobody trying to see where you coming from or vice versa, you know? They might be talking to you and you ain't trying to see where they coming from, then you might need to step back.
Right.
It might need to be what you want to do. And sometimes it might need to be permanent.
Like, and you just
and
never
sometimes
know.
Sometimes it might even be for a little bit.
Because,
you know, I ain't never scared to cut nobody out.
Never scared.
Okay, I've had too much stuff going on in my life to be playing with people.
It's like, especially when you become an adult, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
You don't have time to babysit people. You got your own life to live.
I ain't got time to be babysitting you and your ego.
Mm-hmm.
That's right there. That old girl.
Like, at this point, if you ain't in my life to better me and help me move forward, then what are we doing?
What are you here for?
Because I don't need no... things in life already stressful. I don't need you to stress me out either.
Right.
And that's the same thing with a relationship. Like,
yep.
I remember this one guy I was talking to when I had got this new job, and he just had everything in the world negative to say about it. Oh. I don't need you, like... if anything, you need to be hyping me up, making me like, motivating me.
You should be proud of me.
You don't need nobody tearing you down every chance or causing you stress. And I don't care what people say in 2019, cheating is not the key to a relationship. Girl, you don't have to get cheated on.
I don't know what these folks be talking about.
People,
and what you cheating for? I mean,
right.
I feel like you got to be scary to cheat.
They're like, well, men gonna be men.
You know, I'm real good for being like, okay, this not working. Mm-hmm. It's like, this not working.
I don't think.
Saying? Don't you sit around looking stupid with nobody.
Right.
You be sitting around lying to people for why?
I don't think a man has to deal with a trifling woman, and I don't think a woman has to deal with a trifling man. Like,
okay,
if they not.
Women worse.
Women are the worst. Women are the worst. Okay, because they know.
They'll scar you for life. You know, mm-hmm. We can get over, man. Y'all stupid. Y'all is doing stupid stuff. But trifling women.
And if you a trifling woman and you hear this, please stop being trifling. You ruining the good men that's left.
Stop being
like
trifling in the city, girl, summer.
Because men, you know, when they get hurt, then they feel like, oh, well, I'm about to just go out here and be
goodness.
A player. Because
they never lie.
Because of what one. Now, women, we can get hurt multiple times then.
We just keep on going.
We keep on going. We be like, he out here somewhere. So.
We might be losing at one point, but we always end up winning. We mm-hmm. always handle our business. Trifling women, they'll leave men on the side of the road.
On the side of the road.
Side of the road with nothing.
Now, he depressed, and what he doing, he been with multiple women. He's thinking it's cool, but really he doing it because he trying to fill a void.
Exactly. And see, you can fill that void by detoxing the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people have to understand. When we're talking about detoxing, we're talking about releasing all the negative, toxic energy in your life mm-hmm. and bringing in positive energy.
Right.
Filling that space with positive things, things that will help you move forward, things that will benefit you. Because you know everything should always benefit you. I don't care what nobody says. Somebody in your life, they better be benefiting you in some type of way. I don't care if it's the puppy.
Right.
If that puppy ain't making you smile when you come home and mm-hmm. you give it dog food, that puppy gotta go.
Gotta go.
You gotta send that puppy back to the shelter, bro. You can't have no depressing dog. You can't do it.
No depressing pets.
We done did it before. We had a depressing dog before. We he was sad. Don't do it.
That
don't benefit you. Keep it moving.
And then, you know, you might get depressed in the process of letting those people go.
Yeah.
You know, that's hard. You didn't build relationships, ooh, time, effort, all of that.
All your energy.
But in the midst, instead of like dwelling in it.
Alexa,
Alexa, play There For You by Star. But yeah, it's like, instead of dwelling in it, because I know that's what I would do. I would, I would dwell in it. But instead of doing that, like, do things that will help you get through it. Like
Amanda Seals.
Amanda, boy,
y'all
I listen
hear us
to
talk about Amanda Seals all the time.
She didn't help
Amanda
me.
Seals was my best friend for like, what was it, like a whole month when I was in a funk. I had nothing to do. I was having commerce. I had nobody to talk to. Everybody was busy. And I was just in the middle of the country. And I ain't like new people. So I was just like, I'm going to be to myself. I'm going to go to class and I'm going to come back to my room and be depressed. And then one day I just stumbled across Amanda Seals' podcast.
It was God sent.
And she changed everything.
And I think that's another thing. You have to get by yourself.
Ooh. Because I love being by myself, but some people don't know how to be by themselves.
And that's going to cause you to be depressed, whether you want to believe it or not.
Whether it's 100 people around you or you by yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't learn to love yourself and know yourself, you're going to be lost forever. Pretty much.
Like, that's the best feeling in the world. Like, I know people are like, you know, sometimes they think because, you know, you're young, you should be going out doing this. And sometimes I'm like, no, I just want to be at home. Like, I want to read a book sometime. I want to write sometime. Journal, you know.
I just want a good cup of juice and a good little, you know, old show to watch.
Old show? Good movie?
You know.
Ain't nothing like alone time. You can just be with your thoughts and your think. Yes. Get you some good snacks.
Get you some good snacks. Read you some nice articles. Don't read the depressing stuff in the news. Yeah. That'll get you depressed again.
And don't listen to depressing music. Because listen, I did that. My goodness. They just make you more depressed.
I feel like all girls in their teens did it.
Yes.
We all was heartbroken over somebody and played a deal. I think we all did.
We could have had it all.
Or Mary J. Blige. Don't you ever play Mary J. Blige.
If you listen into my life, take a look at my life and see what I see. Ooh. And tears get to rolling down your eyes. You're like, man, look at my life.
Say what's on your mind.
What you want to do is listen to something opposite, really. Listen to something uplifting.
Be choosy about the Jhené Aiko you listen to.
Right.
When you're depressed because... Boy.
That dude that made you mad, so now you listen to I Don't Need You, I Don't Need You.
Or you listen to Triggered. Look.
Oh, Triggered.
Be choosy. Because Jhené could take you either way. You could either be really deep in a hole.
Reliving moments in your head.
Or she'll take you to a meditative state. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on which side of that album you listen to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who is a good person? Who do I listen to when I want to be happy? I listen to Rihanna when I want to be happy. Pop Rihanna when I want
to
be happy.
You know what I listen to.
What you be listening to?
Gospel music.
You listen to your gospel music, girl. Mm-hmm. Listen to your gospel music, girl.
But they get Kirk Franklin on or Yolanda Adams, you know. Need something to fill my spirit.
Pop music when I want to be energetically happy. If I need some hope.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to Yolanda Adams, Open My Heart.
Yeah.
Or
Ariana Grande. I feel like I can listen to her at any moment, whether I'm sad, happy, whatever.
Yeah, that's my energetic happy music. Mm-hmm. She made music for everything.
Yeah,
Ariana Grande. Cause this is the part when I say.
What about for men? Like, what should they listen to? Cause you know y'all be quick to put on some trap music.
I don't know, like.
And it ain't, you know, it's every now and then, you know, trap music is okay. But when you, like, maybe y'all just need to be alone in your thoughts.
Like, I don't even know what to tell y'all.
I don't even know.
Y'all gotta listen to pop music.
Y'all listen to Drake. Because he gonna have you caught.
It depends. It's just like Jhené. It depends on which side of the album you listen to.
Yeah, it depends.
When it come down to Drake. Because, yeah, he might have you texting somebody you're gonna be just texting. Mm-hmm. Or he might have you, you know, trying to get your stuff together.
Right.
You might have you motivated for a moment.
And by getting your stuff together.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean being like, man, I'm about to go to the club and get about 10 numbers. That's not what we mean. Okay.
I'm getting some motivation to do something productive. Something that's going to move you forward in life.
Start that business plan.
Level. Yeah. You know. A lot of our black men are as pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't have much outside motivation, you know, people cheering for them to, like, follow their aspirations and do what they want to do. Y'all aren't often given the opportunity to do that as well.
Because they're taught at a young age, you know, for one, to hold all their emotions in, like.
And then all y'all supposed to do is provide.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all don't provide, y'all useless. Like, no, I mean, as a man, yeah, provide or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That's, like, besides the point. The first thing you need to worry about
is being
happy. Yes, is being happy, being at peace, dealing with the things you go through, because y'all black men, us black people in general, but y'all black men specifically go through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like they should, they don't have, like, you know, the girl team, you know, the girl code like we have. You know, if somebody, if y'all going through something, who do y'all talk to?
They homeboy that's hyping them up to do the wrong thing 9 times out of 10.
The half time, they don't talk to each other about the real stuff. You know, we'll talk to each other about some stuff that we might not be comfortable talking to somebody else. You know, we can get real with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's okay because it's like a...
Or if they do try to talk about...
love. That's what y'all... You know, who do y'all have unconditional love with?
I feel like if they do try to talk about it with somebody, sometimes they're told, like, man, go be a man.
Right. Yeah. Brush that off. Yeah. You can't
be crying.
Yeah.
Or like, don't be doing that. Man up.
Yeah.
Like, what is man? Like, I don't like a man that don't show his emotions.
Like,
I'm
a son. You're human. You ain't going through nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Or people that's trying to tell you how you feel.
Ooh.
Can't nobody tell you how you feel?
Or what you thinking or why you did something. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. If I tell you why, how, or whatever I did, that's it.
Right.
Ain't no backstory. Ain't nothing else to it. Once I done told you what I told you, this is it, you know. But that's just me. That is some people that they be playing.
And I think because people are sometimes, you know, be like, man, go, you know, try to brush it off or whatever. It kind of causes people to hold stuff in.
Yeah, they're like, well, if I talk about this, ain't nobody gonna listen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just overreacting to whatever happened. Like, if you triggered by something, you might be overreacting to some extent, but you need to figure out why you are overreacting.
Right.
Whatever it is, you need to handle it, deal with it, talk about it if you need to. Read a book, draw a picture, sing, dance, do whatever it is you can do. You know, you can do your certain hobbies and passions, do them. You know, you might not be getting paid for them at the moment, or you might not be able to show them to the world, but it's important for you to hold on to them for you and for your sanity.
Right. And I feel like if you don't have anybody to talk to, you know, if you're spiritual, you can always pray. God is always listening. And I know it may sound cliche to some people, like, pray, but I'm being so for real.
Okay. y'all know. I mean, well, some of y'all that know me know some of the stuff I've been through, but y'all know how many times I just pray myself through things on a regular basis, really on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes everything
or like better. if you like, I want to talk to somebody, you know, in human form, pray to God that he sends you some like-minded people just around you, because he will do it.
Or someone wise, someone that has been through what you've been through.
Or therapist. And I know not every
need to figure out how that's what us young people and young black people need to figure out, is how do we get therapy? How do we pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get access to it? Like, I feel like our generation should make that a habit. We should make that a thing.
Right.
Like, let's start making therapy normalized.
And before I forget this, if you are taking advice from somebody, look at how they live their life first before you take advice from them.
For real.
You don't want to be getting advice from the wrong person, because they'll have you all screwed up.
Good. Their life looking crazy. Your life going to be looking crazy too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
you need sound advice. So another thing, you know, that's helpful, I know for me, is to like spend time, quiet time with God and go to church and detox myself from social media. And I take fast, you know.
Yeah,
this.
You do that a lot. I need to start doing that, but I don't be having nothing else to do.
That's when you gotta find, you know, work towards, like, sometime I'll take 21 days away from social media. It just really depends. I'm gonna try to do 3 months away.
What I did start doing is, like, when am I asleep, I will read my book that I bought for her about raising black children and to be geniuses. That's what it is, something like that.
Okay.
I started reading that book instead of getting on my phone, you know.
So, reading is good.
Yeah, I did start doing that. Or you can listen to music if you want to. exercise. I know I did the other day, yeah. And I'm sore because I hadn't exercised like that in a long time.
And eating good foods. Don't be eating bad foods all the time, because that can play a role in your depression as well.
On your emotions, your body, mm-hmm. everything. Y'all leave that pork alone.
And drink a lot. Drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. That's all my daddy says, is drink water. Yeah. Something wrong with you, drink water. Mm-hmm. You got a headache, drink some water. You sneeze, drink some water.
Always drink water.
Okay, because I always feel like I need to drink more water. Always. Especially while breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah.
You have to drink water all the time.
So, that pretty much wraps up this episode. I hope we hit enough points for you guys, you know. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
One of these days, we'll be better prepared.
Yeah. Sorry about last week.
Keep listening. We got y'all. We're going to have some guests. And like we said before, we're welcome to suggestions and comments, concerns. DM us if you would like to send us any questions about advice or anything like that. Let us know. We're going to make a page for our podcast so that y'all can start sending us stuff whenever you want to, and then we'll address it whenever we do the next episode.
So stay tuned. We have some good topics. Everything won't be so heavy, so we're just going to kind of...
Right. It always just end up that way.
Yeah.
It's heavy right now, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's sometimes real right you now. Need to talk about those things.
Yeah, you know?
A lot of people just skip gritty. Over it. Yeah.
We pretty and it's gritty.
Right.
That's what this is
pretty
about.
Gritty talk.
It's about, yeah.
So, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for all the messages. And thank y'all. Just keep supporting us. So.
Please, yes.
Until next time, I'm Tasha.
I'm Kayla.
I will. Talk to y'all later. Bye. Don't touch my hair when it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul when it's the rhythm I know. Don't touch my hair when it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul when it's the rhythm I know. Don't touch my crown. Hello and welcome back to Pretty Gritty Talks. This is your host, Tasha and
Kayla.
And today we will be talking about natural hair. So, growing up as a young kid, I got a perm by the age of 6 years old by my mama friend. And she was furious.
Yeah.
And you know, I had like that wavy, like, well, it's like that now, but back then, you know, I had that wavy long hair. And then when I got a perm, and you know, once you had a perm, you couldn't stop getting them. Like, so we thought.
Right.
Like, once you get this perm, you're just going to have to keep getting perms.
Infinity perms or something. Mm-hmm.
Never end. And for some reason, when I used to get perms, like, the whole time I got perms, it's like my hair would only reach a certain length. It wouldn't grow past that length. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like... And I thought, you know, I just want my hair straight because I thought if I... You know, when you sweat it out or something, it was just nappy. And I couldn't do nothing with it. I wanted my hair to be like a different texture, like other ethnicities, because I thought, you know, oh, I could do way more with my hair like that than with my coarse hair.
You sure did. You thought that.
So, and I remember when I first wore my natural hair was 2 years ago. I went natural in 2014, and then I wore it out for the first time in its natural state in 2018. And I was so scared because I was like, everybody finna be like, this ain't cute. They gonna judge me. I was all nervous, but it was the total opposite. Like, everybody was like, oh my God, let me touch it.
I don't know my first perm. I know I've had some bad experiences, though. I know I did get a perm. My mama thought I had, like, something going on with my scalp. So somebody put a perm on my hair, and my hair didn't do nothing but fall out.
Dang.
I think at some point. I don't know my first perm. I know when I was at least up to 3 or 4, I was still natural. So I'm going to say about 5, maybe.
Dang. And we were young getting them perms. Probably.
Putting chemicals all in the child hair. Deadly chemicals. on our scalp. Necks burning.
Man. like, how long this got to stay on? Yeah, you fanning your hair?
Mm-hmm. Gotta put the Vaseline on your man. Neck and your face. Make sure your skin don't burn off.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just doing that.
I hated the process of getting a perm.
You know? But I think my hair was short. It was all right when I was younger. But by the time I got to middle school, I ain't had no hair.
Dang.
My hair was ear length. like, what you mean? Nape of the neck length. like, what you mean? Nape of the neck. Like, and it wasn't going no further than that. And now that you said that your hair never grew past the length, I think a lot of our hair was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of us who were still getting perms, our hairs did not grow, except for Jazz.
Jazz, she had already had long hair.
That's genetics.
Mm-hmm.
That's genetics.
but you know, my hair different from everybody in my house.
Really?
Yes, my mama, my brother, my niece, all of them got like loose curls. Like sleek.
Yours are long. A little tighter.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I'm the only one with coarse hair.
I didn't even think about that.
Like, how my brother gonna get like the smooth, yeah. like, and I get this. Like.
That's childish. like. That's childish, girl. I mean, I would say because I think that's how Yasmin's hair is. Her hair is a little thicker than mine, and then I feel like mama hair is a little looser than ours. She be acting like it's just. So thick. Yeah. It's just so coarse. I'm like,
girl, stop. No.
I can run a brush through my hair. You all right. Like, it's not that deep. Now, Yasmin has some struggles, but we ain't gonna talk about that. but she getting there. Like, now that she went natural, I seen so much progress with her hair. Yeah. She's gotta, you know, take her time and learn more about it. It's really, like, that first year...
Mm-hmm.
First,
getting over the hump.
3 years
mm-hmm.
is just a learning experience, and it's awkward.
Yep,
and it's stressful. And then it's not even just the hair itself; it's just figuring out what works for your hair.
Because
you know, just like you can't use castor oil,
right?
I know Omari can't use aloe vera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I live by aloe vera. I don't really use coconut oil for my hair. I don't think it works for my hair, but it works for my skin.
Yeah. And see, I can use that on my hair.
Yeah. See, I use I think olive oil and castor oil have done the best for my hair. Like, since I've been using it over the past couple of months. Now, I did just try that, how do you pronounce it? Mayo, whatever it's called, rosemary mint hair growth serum, and I think that made my hair just itch and irritated a lot.
Oh, so it didn't work?
Yeah, like it may have grown my hair, maybe.
Yeah,
but it definitely irritated my scalp because I was doing all right for a little bit, but I noticed when I was using it, yeah. It, my scalp wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
And then, what is that? I think it's called African something. African glow. super grow.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Come in a jar.
Yeah.
That I can't think of what it is. It's like a pomade or something. I was using that on my hair maybe some further months ago. And that was irritating my scalp too, so I had to stop using that. So I think I might just need to, you know, keep it simple.
Right. You know what works for now.
I just need to keep it simple. Now, well, now I'm struggling because, like, my dandruff is, like, really bad again. So that's, you know, probably from trying all that new stuff.
Yeah.
So now I got to try to figure out how to get it back to where it was. But at this point, I don't know if I ever hated my natural hair. I've always liked, like, when I looked at my baby pictures and saw how big and puffy my hair was, I've always liked that. I don't know if I ever hated my natural hair, like, ooh, I never want to be natural. Yeah. I just felt like it wasn't going to be as easy for me as it was for everybody else.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, everybody else was going natural and they had looser textures. And
you're like, mine not going to look like this.
Yeah, that's how I was for a couple of years when everybody was, you said go natural. I was like, but mine ain't going to do that.
See, ain't going to do
that
thing
like that. Now, who finna comb my hair? Y'all talking all that talk, but who finna comb my
hair? I did that same thing. You now, know, look, Jazz was trying to get everybody to go natural.
Yeah, that's what they was doing. Huh? Mm-hmm. Kayla was just, you need to do that. Who finna comb my hair? Even though Kayla combed my hair, but still. Yeah. Like, who finna comb these tresses? You know what I'm saying? And after a while, I finally was like, you know what? My hair ain't growing anyway.
So might as well try.
Might as well. Yeah, try something different.
You went natural before me.
Did I?
Yeah, because I went natural as a challenge.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So I'm like, I don't even know exactly how long I've been natural. I don't know. I know it was like somewhere close to like, maybe within the year that me and Omari first started dating.
Which was what year?
About 2015, I think.
You started after me?
Yeah, it was 2015. So I don't know.
Wow.
But I was transitioning. I didn't cut off my hair. I was just transitioning. I just stopped getting perms. Basically.
That's what I did.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I
did. I didn't protect the styles.
Yeah, I couldn't do the big chop. Because my hair, it would grow, but it didn't grow as long as it has with being natural. Mm. And, everybody was on the natural wave. And so my cousin was like, no, it was my beautician. Hmm. She was like, you ain't gonna last natural. She was like, I don't even know why you trying to go natural. And so I was like, is this a challenge? And so it's funny because.
Is that a challenge?
Is this a challenge? And I remember it was December of 2014. I stopped getting perms. Mm. And my hair would just flourished after that.
Yep.
Up until I dyed it.
Well, you are not. I told you,
man.
Kept telling us, like, girl, stop dyeing your hair, stop putting heat on your hair,
man,
so frequently. Stop
always putting heat on
it. Doing it.
And when I dyed it red, and when I had dyed it, like, it was blonde, but it wasn't real bright blonde. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But when I did that last, like, real bright blonde, oh my god! Like, I'm still fighting with my hair right now.
You use blonde, then mess it up, because I think that's what happened to my mama hair.
Yeah.
Cause she been trying to figure out why it won't grow in certain places, or it just grows weird to her. But that might be part of it. Mm-hmm. When she bleached her hair, cause she was getting it dyed blonde like frequently throughout the year. So that might have been what messed her up.
See, that's what happened with my mama. You know, my mama didn't want to go natural for the longest. So I'm like, girl. You have, your hair texture is more finer than mine.
Yeah,
like,
it's going to be easy for you. Like,
and her hair grow, like, you should see where her hair is now.
Yeah, see, mama put too much.
Yeah. But she had to fight, too, because she had tried to dye platinum.
Oh,
and
no.
She had to do the big chop all over again.
Maybe that's why you thought I started before you, because you had to kind of revert back after you dyed it and then the heat damage.
Yep.
Maybe that's why you thought that.
Oh, Lord. Poor hair. I'm not going to even dye it no more. It's just going to be boring, basic colors. The only time it'll be color is with some weave, because I'm just not going to dye it.
I really want this color. that I always have wanted for years. Like, since I went natural, I've been wanting, like, that reddish, kind of like the curly wig I got. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Kind of like that, maybe a little darker, or maybe more of a highlighted, not just my whole head.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted that, but if I do it, it would have to be, like, a rinse. I wouldn't bleach my hair. I'd be too terrified. So I would. Yeah. And then I don't know how to commit to anything, so I probably won't do that.
Now, when I was only rinsing my hair, it was fine. When I started, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That blonde, when I bleached, it was so cute, though.
It was, though. I'm back on. It was cute. It was cute.
So, a few of my favorite hair products have been the Cantu products. I love those. What is it? It's the conditioner, the leave-in conditioner. I love that.
I will say, I haven't had great experiences with other Cantu products, but mm-hmm. the leave-in conditioner is always faithful.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
And I've noticed, like, oh my gosh, what is that? Garnier, something like that.
Garnier Man. Used to be the bomb when I was transitioning.
Really?
Garnier.
Because it reverts back.
And then they're not as expensive either.
Yes, real cheap.
I'm really thinking about trying them as far as like their little new 3-minute conditioners and stuff like that. I wouldn't do all the other stuff because that ain't for us. That ain't for us, even though they're trying to claim me.
I love their shampoo and conditioner. When I've tried, I didn't like the Cantu shampoo and conditioner.
That me neither. Didn't maybe that's me. What made me like.
Yeah, that didn't work at all for me. What else have I used?
What shampoo and conditioner you use from them? Because I know I used to use Hydra Recharge, and they used to be real good. That conditioner was real good.
I don't know the name of it. It was in a red, like it had a red label around it. And the top is red.
I can't think of which one that is. Mm-hmm. Could be the color. I know they had like a reddish one that was like Color Shield or something, but that might not be it.
And I tried it because I think Hazel Goddess, I think she had posted it on YouTube and said it was one of the best. And you know, her hair be everything.
She had some defined curls.
Mm-hmm.
Moisturized.
Yes. So I tried that, and Wave Nouveau. Sometime I mix that with the Cantu leave-in conditioner and the Cantu curling cream, and then I do my finger coils with it.
Oh, okay. Who is Wave Nouveau?
I don't know. My cousin had told us about that because of my mom and Ayana hair texture.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, I can't use it by myself like they can, but I can mix it with something.
Yeah, see, that's the thing when it comes to textures, like, that I had to learn after a while. I'm even learning with Yamaya's hair. Because her hair is looser than mine. I think her hair is a lot like yours. It's like a mixture between yours and Ayana's.
Yamaya's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because her hair is like her dad's. Omari has, like, 3 different textures in his hair. Yeah, learning about her hair, I thought actually that I wouldn't have to put like creams and thicker products on her hair like I have to use on my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen that it gets more moisturized and her curls get more defined when I use cream. Because I thought, oh, her hair looser and maybe I don't have to be as heavy with certain products. Mm-hmm. I thought I could just use aloe and oil, I think is what I was using at first.
Mm-hmm.
Till I found that Aunt Jackie's, I think it's for kids, detangler, but it's also kind of like a leave-in moisturizer. It has some oils in there too.
And it works pretty good?
Yeah, like her hair does best when I do the lock method, when I do the aloe vera juice is my liquid. I like olive oil best as an oil, and then the detangler as the cream.
And she got some long hair, y'all. That baby got some long
hair.
Boy, she came out with a head full of hair.
Head full of hair. I'm like, well, the heartburn was serious, so she better so she had. Yeah. That's all I was saying. That whole fridge, she better have a head for that. Because my chest was on fire.
Man.
Like,
she got some beautiful hair.
She do. I was like, at least her hair. Well, it's still really thick. I am glad that it's thicker than I thought it was going to be. Because I was like, you don't have loose texture hair. And I ain't going to know what to do with it. I'm going to have to learn a whole new book. You know what I'm saying? And then I feel like I won't be able to do as much. You know, but her hair did start getting thicker. I'm like, okay, so now I'm going to be able to, you know, get some braids. And it won't, like, pull her hair out. Or maybe her braids won't slip out no more. Because for, I'm going to say, her first, when did I really start doing her hair? Maybe when she was, like, 5-6 months. Her hair wouldn't even hold a little plait braid. Oh, it wouldn't even.
Rubber band would slide.
Yeah, like, well, no, I didn't even use rubber bands on her hair. I just started using them on her hair.
Oh, okay.
I would just do a little, you know, like a little
braid, like a little plait.
And just curl the end. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't even hold. Now they do, because her hair has gotten a little thicker. So, and I guess I'm going to be learning, educating myself about her hair the older she get, because, you know, things change.
Yep.
Once she start retaining a lot more length, we gonna see how it go. We gonna see.
Or you find a good product, and then like it don't work no more.
Oh my god! Yes, it don't work no more. I'm trying to think what did that to me.
A couple of things.
It might have been Garnier. It might be why I stopped using Garnier fruit teas for a little while. Cantu products did that. Cantu got this brush, and it's supposed to look like a demon brush, but it's not, y'all. Don't buy it. Unless you got loose texture hair, then that's cool. It might work for you, but if you have, like,
you got some naps up in there.
4A to 4C hair, because I have 4C texture.
I don't even know what I got.
Don't buy that. Don't buy that little fake demon brush. Get an actual demon brush from the beauty supply. I can't wait to go to the beauty supply and give me another one, because that brush deceived me.
I know you was hurt.
I was perceived, as me and Omari would say. That's an insider. Like, I was definitely perceived. Demon brush. Old faithful product. I remember Jazz put me on a demon brush. She kept telling me, she was like, you need a demon brush. And I was like, that ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah.
You know, her hair looser than mine. I was like, that ain't gonna work for me, girl. I ain't finna get that. Until I finally was like, let me try it. Save my life.
Man.
It was like, swoop. Right through my scalp. Like, what is this? What is this sorcery? What is happening here?
And that thing you got me, that I love that when you wash your hair, that thing that you...
Yes, because you know my dandruff real bad, and I was mad. What was that, last week? I tried to wash my hair with the Dawn soap, but I didn't have the scalp scrubber, so I missed a lot of parts, so my dandruff was still there. I think in the middle of my head. The other sides of my hair actually were clean, but, and then I put that Miel oil in my hair right after I washed it, like the next day, and then my scalp was like, mm-mm.
Dang. So what does the Dawn soap do?
It just cleans your scalp real good. I just use it as a shampoo. But I think I'm going to try, because I did buy that T-Sal shampoo from Neutrogena that Jazz told me to try. So I'm going to try it whenever I wash my hair to put these braids in.
And I
want to
try some, what is it, Aussie products? In the purple?
That's what, I can't think of her name. It's the girl from YouTube. And she had 4C hair, and she really helped me, like, figure out the products that worked, and figure out some protective styles that work. Once I just start following every video she posted, I was like, okay, I think I'm getting somewhere. Because she used Ozzy, too. She was like, she swore on Ozzy. And that's why I bought that avocado conditioner they had. It was so good. I love that one. And then that's when I tried to buy the apricot conditioner, but ended up being shampoo. So now it's just a big old jar of shampoo, and I'm not going to use it because it ain't going to do nothing for me.
Dang.
I want the conditioner. So one of these days, I'm going to go buy that avocado conditioner in a bigger jar if I can find it.
And what grows your hair? Because I know for me, when I co-wash my hair, if I wash it once and co-wash it like two or three times out the week, when I was doing that, my hair was growing a lot.
Really?
And when I was finger coiling it. You know, that's the only protective style. That and flexi rods. So nothing else worked for me.
I hadn't even done no flexi rods, and I don't even know how long. I guess since all my perm was cut off, I hadn't done flexi rods. I just don't be wanting to sleep in them.
I don't be wanting to do them.
I tried that too. I tried Bantu knots, what was it, last week? They ain't come out right.
They never come out right.
They looked right. Like they were twisted and it was cute. I had the little triangles and everything.
Yeah.
I even wore it out that day. But I took it down and it was frizzy. Like they looked real good in the back. Like I could see the curl and everything in the back, but the front was just frizzy. And I'm like, if it was gonna do this, I might as well just wore my afro.
The front was like, you thought.
Yeah. Like, surprise. We do what we want up here. So that's what I did. I think I put in the puff or afro? One of them. I might have put in the puff. I was upset though, because the back was cute. So I was like, it would have been real nice if the rest of it cooperated. Because
right.
That girl, what's her name? Nico? Neek? Space? I don't know her name. I don't know her name on Instagram. But I want to achieve her Bantu knot out one day.
Keep trying.
It's so beautiful and fluffy and big. You know, I love volume. I like big hair. Every time I get straight hair, I be like, what is this?
Like, she loves curly hair. I don't think, well, have you ever had straight hair? Like, weave?
In high school, I think I had, like, what is that, Remy Saga once that was just plain straight. And then I had, you know, like, wavy hair.
I feel like curly hair is more you. Like, they look like
you. It's just more.
Yeah. And I like straight hair. We're so opposite.
I always want to. I'd be like, that's cute. And then I'd be like, I shouldn't have did that.
I feel like curly hair just looks weird on me.
No. No. Some, a lot of people, you know, y'all like the bundles and stuff.
Yes.
If it ain't got no curls in it, I'd be like,
Shout out to the bundles, because I'm finna go cop me some paper.
One of these days, I'm gonna give me some long, curly bundles. Like,
okay, we're gonna be popping.
Long and curly. I want something like that. But ever since I discovered natural hair clip-ins, I have been in love.
Man.
They are faithful.
They look like it's coming out her scalp.
Out the scalp. For years, people was like, is that your hair? I'm like, no. I'm going to tell you, no, that ain't my hair.
I bought it.
My hair is a completely different texture. Well, when I had that first clip-ins. Now, I got the clip-ins that's my hair texture, and it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, I got weave that looks like my hair.
Whoever came up with this, that's awesome. To get weed that actually, because you know,
that
for
looks
years,
like black women hair. Yes, that's
for years we've been getting like real silky hair that look, they don't match our texture. So then we have to straighten if you do a leave out.
Yeah,
and that's heat damage.
Yeah, then everybody hair was short at the front and long at the back.
And then when you try to wash it, like do a wash and go or something.
Oh,
everything
Lord.
Else looking right, but then that leave out, they got them straight pieces.
Yeah.
So then you like, forget this, I'm just gonna do a high ponytail.
I noticed that maybe sometime in the middle of last year, I noticed that my hair in the front has grown longer than I've ever seen it.
Wow.
My entire life. Like, I was like, what, my hair go all the way down to my chin in the front? That was so new to me. I was like, look at this. Because we so used to that hair being burnt out.
Like,
or just struggling.
Let's talk about shrinkage too, because
Ooh.
I was talking to this guy in my job. Shout out to James. Hey boo, if you listen. I was showing him, because we were saying something about hair, and I showed him what my hair looked like straight, and he was like, oh my god, like this is yours? Like, yes, people don't know this shrinkage. it be making you look like you ain't got
none. I be looking like my brother. Just like Chris when my hair is shrunk. Like, I can pat my hair all the way down. At least to like a mini fro.
Dang.
I can pat it all the way down. And mama be like, it like a sponge. I be like, don't be a hater, babe. Don't be a hater. She will kill your joy.
She said it like a sponge.
Yes. She said yes and the same thing. I like, bro, she will kill your joy.
My mama used to do that until she went natural. She was like, I don't like that. I'm like, well, dang. You know, I used to be like.
That's what they say.
Yes.
So I don't like that.
Mm-mm. I changed it. I don't even like my hair no more because she don't like it. Yeah. That's how I used to be. Now I'd be like, shh, yeah. I like it.
Now, yeah. Now I'm like, I love my hair.
Right.
I do. I'd be so excited to wear my hair. I'd be like, all right, I'm tired of covering it up. I want to do something to it.
Caw-caw, free.
We are free blackbirds. Yes. We are free.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'd be, like, after I've been in my little protective style, I just be so excited to wear my hair. But, you know, then your joy get killed when you do your little style with your hair and don't turn out the way you wanted it to.
And you be spending like 4 hours.
Yes. With all your little creams and combs and doing all your little twists and stuff. And then it don't turn out the way you thought it was.
I hate that. I remember one day I was like, oh, this is going to be cute. No, oh, no. I got to tell you about this time. This girl came over to do my natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
And for my hair, she was like, well, it don't take that much. But I noticed when I actually use a heavier amount, the styles come out better than only using a little bit. And so I had a feeling. I'm like, God, please, I hope this comes out right. Sure enough, I got up that morning. And I paid her.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't look right.
What style was that? Was that the finger coils?
I think two strand twists.
Now, I don't know how she messed up 2-strand twists. I don't know how she did that. Well, I guess because she didn't use enough
time. I was looking like.
Boo boo the fool, as our mamas would say.
I was like, this ain't it. This ain't it. Like, so I had to hurry up and find something because I'm trying to get ready to go to work now. And
oh, that's the worst. I try to tell people, if you're gonna try something new, make sure you ain't got nowhere to be.
Man,
make sure you try it at least a day before, so if it don't turn out right, you can fix it.
Mm-hmm. That last minute fixing, man.
Man, I would have been mad. You just walk around, ain't nothing worse than when you gotta walk around looking crazy all day.
All day. Luckily, I was able to do, like, put it in a low ponytail because it was wavy. So
protective styles save lives.
It saved lives.
They do, because that's it. Look, if all else fails, I put my hair in a bun. I put my hair in a bun. If I don't know what to do with it, if it's acting crazy, I'm about to slap it in a bun and go about my business. And buns are for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You had a job interview, slap it in a bun. You want to go out, slap your hair in a bun. Like,
shoot.
You chilling at Razzle's, put your hair in a bun.
It works for everything. Or high puff.
High puff. I love my high puff.
I love high puff.
Ain't nothing like a nice high puff.
Man, especially when you just washed your hair.
Ooh.
That'd be the best one.
You blow dry it, so it's real big. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is add a little bit of cream or a little bit of water to shrink it and shape it just a little bit. So much life.
So much.
So much. Well, now I think I'm gonna try the box braids with the. I'm gonna try some blondish, that's brownish colors. Try to do something new.
Mhm. And that's the thing. You can do so much. So much with your hair.
We thought we couldn't do nothing with our hair.
Nothing.
We thought our hair was just
meant for perms.
As these people say, nappy.
Man, nappy.
My hair is nappy, but that don't mean.
The nappier, the more I can do with it.
Exactly. Nappy helps you flourish. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean?
You know, we have boxer braids. I mean cornrows.
Boxer braids.
What is boxer braids?
What are those? Like,
you mean cornrows.
Where y'all find them at? Y'all just pulled them out the box.
Yes.
Surprise. Like, no.
And there's so many different types of braids you can get.
Yeah.
It's just, it amazing.
And then they coming up with new stuff to this day. That's what's crazy to me. like all the stuff that black people have already done or ethnic people have already done with their hair. Mm-hmm. And we still coming up with new ways to do new our hair. And they still trying to steal the old ways, but that's okay because we create new ways.
New ways.
Like, so it don't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, lots of stuff. Like when Beyonce came out with the lemonade braids, wasn't nobody doing the lemonade braids?
Yeah, they stopped.
Maybe a long time
ago. Yeah, but so they stopped doing the lemonade braids because I had me some lemonade braids. I was like 6. think my friend, sister did my lemonade braids.
Back in the day when you used to get the braids and had the little beads put on the end.
Yep.
Thought you were real cute.
Thought she was cute. Always in the summer, your hair stayed braided with your beads.
Yes. Man, there's so much you could do with weave. It's crazy.
It is.
And how they make weave look like it's coming out of your scalp now.
Yes.
Like,
yes. I really want to try them knotless braids. Like,
I wanted to try those too.
I'm down to try them. I'm going to figure it out. I hope. If I had a patience.
Like, she gonna try her some knotless braids.
If Emaya don't rip my hair out while I'm trying to do it.
Right.
Because she definitely be pulling. She pulling the back of my hair now. I'm like, ma'am, that's where my hair grow the longest.
She like, mama, what's this?
Yeah. All in the nape of my neck.
All up in your kitchen.
All up in my kitchen pulling my hair. The funny thing is, a lot of people, like, their kitchen is the roughest part of their hair, but that's the loosest part of my hair.
Really?
It's so weird. Wow. It's the longest and the loosest part of my hair.
That's crazy.
Like, most of the time, people be struggling to comb the back of their hair. Mm-hmm. Like, mine be like, whoop.
Good to go.
What that's about.
Well, I want to try me a wig. I know you always make wigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't worn mine in a while. I want to try something new. But I gotta be in the mood. You know, I go through phases.
Yeah.
Where I be like, I'm interested in this, and then I move on.
Mm-hmm. I want to try me a blonde wig, though.
A blonde wig?
Like, real
that blonde. Would work. See, you can do the blonde. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can see how it works.
Because, you know me, if I keep thinking, you know, I want to be blonde, you know, I'll find some kind of way to encourage myself to do it, even though I said I wasn't going to dye my hair.
See? Yeah, so you should. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go do the wig. I had that straight wig, but I don't like it. It was cheap anyway, but I liked it better when it was curly. Yeah.
Like, I was going to say, you can recurl it.
Yeah.
Amy.
How much time?
Hair representation. We see so much of it now.
It's a whole new world out here. I, like, never in my life did I think I would see so much black hair on TV. Black natural hair.
Natural
on
hair.
TV. They got books for children, and I'm going to buy every single one of them for you.
Man.
I'm going to try to get her everything with black people on it. Because it's just, it's a beautiful thing that we're starting to take charge of our narratives and what we see and what we take in on a regular basis. Because we ain't had none of it back then. It was barely any, like, maybe when we got a little older, we finally start seeing Living Single and a different world.
Yeah.
And
but it was
all
like
those shows, but
a few characters.
Yeah, it was still limited.
Yeah.
It was still limited.
And everybody at school, you know, was getting perms and thought that natural hair was ugly and nappy. So, nobody getting no natural hair.
If your hair wasn't loose and wavy, then...
Yeah, that was the only
It wasn't cute.
And I like that you see, like, actual different types of natural hair. Cause,
they actually, show all.
Yeah. Because it used to be where you only thought, oh, like you said, loose textured hair was
That's
cute.
That's the only natural hair you saw anywhere.
Yes.
At all. Yep, that's it.
And like Tracee Ellis Ross, I love her hair. Taraji, it grew so quick.
Oh my god,
man!
Now she did just dye it red. I could have told her not to do that.
Oh dang!
She dyed it red, red too.
Protect your hair, Taraji.
I'm like, maybe
I love you, Taraji.
Maybe maybe she got real good stylists, and maybe they know how to protect natural hair when they color it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have did that. And it was just blonde, too.
It was
she
blonde.
Need to be careful. She need to be careful.
It was just blonde.
Be careful, Taraji. protect your tresses.
Yes.
Although we have heard that your products was a little rough on the edges. So we're going to figure it out, though. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure it out ourselves.
Maybe it didn't work for their hair texture. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I did. But we did get Tracy's hair products.
I've heard nothing but good things about Tracy's products.
Ayana love it. Yeah. She love her products.
Yeah.
And what I like that Tracy did was, too, when you go to the store, she has different... Like, if your hair is this type of wave, like 4C, whatever, she has specific.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Tracy
got it. She like, I got you, boo.
Tracy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo.
In my Trey Songz voice, what he say? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if I don't do nothing, I'm about.
Oh, wow. I'll get your money.
Get money. I said, I ain't no rave.
Sorry about the detour.
Y'all don't
know what she said. Excuse my knees.
Anywho.
What were we talking about?
Representation. But yeah, I feel like that representation has, like, put more confidence in a lot of us to just love our hair and keep going. Because it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's a constant learning process.
Mm-hmm. And now kids can look on TV and they can be like, oh, she got hair like me.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I love it. You know, I be feeling like I'm from Wakanda or something when I wear my shirt.
Like, okay.
Black power, you know?
Yeah.
You just do something to me.
You just like, do something to your soul.
Yeah.
It's probably the ancestors whispering in our ears.
Yeah.
Telling us to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
To keep on going.
Keep on going.
Keep keeping on. Out here in these streets. It's hard out here.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
All right, y'all.
Well, all right. I hope y'all like our episode. Remain confident in your natural hair.
Love yourself and love your tresses.
Yes. And love all of your blackness.
All of it.
Yes. And two, we talk to y'all again on the podcast. We're going to try to be more consistent.
At some point, we're going to get it together.
Yes.
But if y'all know us, y'all know we a mess.
So. Pray for us. We're going to keep progressing.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Don't touch my hair when it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul when it's the rhythm I know. Don't touch my crown. They see the vision.
Hello and welcome back to Pretty Gritty Talks. This is your host, Tasha and
Kayla.
And today we will be talking about natural hair.